Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello, my name is Robin Tate. I am at Bongo the Same. This is episode 577 of the Overseas Connection podcast. I am your host this evening. I am joined by Kim. Hello, Kim. I am joined by Phil. Hello, Phil.
Good evening.
And that's it. It's us three. You may know me from such places as YouTube and TikTok.
God. Here we go.
But here I am guesting as a host on the Overseas Connection podcast. So I hope you'll enjoy the show and join in with our live chat. We podcast every week on Sundays at 9 o'clock in the UK, 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 p.m. on the East Coast, and 3 p.m. Central Time. This goes out on twitch.tv/OC podcast, on Mixer, and on YouTube. And you can join in on our live chat. There's a live chat going on right now, and I'm quite sure Kim will be chatting away as I rabbit on. All right. There's a new Twitch follower in there, Tramopinum. 1971, thank you very much for joining us on Twitch. And we have a few birthdays this evening as well. Greg DeLacy, who is not here, we'll get to that shortly. Greg DeLacy's dad, it's his birthday. Tom, happy birthday, Tom. Our old buddy, JSS Lifelike, had his birthday on the 1st of May. We missed it last week. That's Steve Conger. Happy birthday, Steve. And Kim, your old partner in crime, Dan Tilson, will be 55 years old on Thursday.
Awesome.
Now, I'm not quite sure what name he goes by because it changes so often. It was Prozac or what was it? I have no idea where it is. But Dan, you're a funny fella. And happy birthday to those people. This is for you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Cool.
Happy birthday to you.
Very, Elvis, enough of that.
Very happy birthday.
Very happy birthday. Not often people get that, is it? Greg DeLacy's not with us this evening. Before we start to talk about what we're doing, let's talk about our boss. Let's talk about the man in charge.
Where is he? I thought he was locked down.
He is social distancing, Phil. He is being very, very safe. He's at a barbecue.
He's where?
He is at a barbecue in the middle of this pandemic. We're in the UK. We are not allowed to gather with strangers in groups of two or more. He is...
Or friends.
Yeah.
Anyone outside your immediate family, your household. You're not allowed to be with anyone outside your household.
Yeah,
two people.
There is a completely different sort of mindset to this here as in America at the moment. So, and who's to say what's right and what's wrong? But Greg, wash your hands when anybody hands you something. Make sure that you people are cooking the barbecue. Hopefully, it's yourself. They are. Yeah. Just be careful. Have a good time, but be careful and responsible, please. Lots of people out there. Yeah. Well, that's generally what Cindy says. 20 seconds. Yes. What do you mean? Oh. okay. Let's get into have a wee chat about what's going on.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Okay. Just a little thing. Last week, there was all sorts of problems with internet. And it kind of died. Very, very badly, and it was very strange. And then at the very last minute, Greg jumped in to try and host. He was completely unprepared, and it wasn't really fair on him, and it was a bit of a mess. If you listen to the audio version, you probably didn't hear too much apart from the, maybe the odd little jump of conversation here and there, but there's nothing that strange about that. So, but we apologise for people that listen into the live, and there's quite a few of you that listen in live every week, so sorry about that mess. This week I am on new internet. I've upgraded my 4G modem to something that will be used. It arrived. I talked about it last week. It has arrived. It's now set up. Industrial 4G modem with dual SIMs. As you know, I get my internet over 4G. I have no broadband here, no fibre. And this one here has two SIMs in it for two accounts. Now, I've only got one account going at the moment, but I will. So if one goes down, the other one automatically picks up, so you've got no loss of service. So it's really, it's meant for, I think, things like windmills and electronic devices that are out in the field that need to be, you know, the box.
I've used it before, yeah.
Yeah, so like the box, it sounds quite small, but it's rugged. It's like a reinforced, rubberized box that could be attached outside. So that with my new aerial. The speeds aren't much more dramatic, but we're definitely finding that the connection is an awful lot more solid. So, that's out working out well. And I think that was part of the problem last week where Greg was trying to do something with the OBS setup. What is it called? The NDI or
NDI? Mm-hmm. Yeah. NDI, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think he was set up for it. And I think that was what the problem was. And then when I came back, people weren't hearing your audio. So hopefully tonight, I've done a test earlier on today, so hopefully tonight everybody is hearing that sort of audio. Okay, I'm going to talk just a little bit. I'm sorry, and I know, Phil, your voice is not great tonight, so I will talk a bit more. But look, something very, very strange. I joked about it earlier on the beginning of the show, but something very, very strange has happened this week. In fact, just over the last few days. Over the last while, I've had a giggle, and the guys have teased me that I've been using TikTok. And I quite like TikTok because I think it's quite funny and some people are original, and it's like the old Vines. It was completely full of little nubile girls at the beginning and all of that. But as it's went on, less and less. And maybe it's the algorithm is putting people my way, but there's more and more. The oldies are coming in and taking over. Anyway, I put up the odd silly video, the silly thing, and they're generally the videos are 15 seconds or 60 seconds. And last Friday, this is Sunday, so on Friday, I think it was on Friday of this week, just passed, Mark put a video up of this guy holding up little signs talking about, you know, what he was in lockdown and the signs were contradicting pretty much everything he said, like, help, get me away from my wife, that sort of stuff. And Mark put it up on our WhatsApp chat and said, oh, I just thought of you, Robin. And immediately I went, oh, wow, and quickly wrote down the script and redone my own signs and redone it pretty much verbatim, very, very, very little change. And I don't know where Mark got the video from, YouTube or where Facebook or wherever it was, but I have redone it and put it up on TikTok. Now, on Friday morning, I had 20 followers on TikTok, and I would say they were mostly friends and relations, okay? Today, I'm just gonna pull it up right now live. Right now, I now have 1,316 followers and 24,000 likes. And this particular video is still on its way up from Friday evening. It got to about 300 views. And now on Sunday evening, it's 185,000 views and rising. It's nutballs. And all the other little videos that I've put up are now getting a kick. Nothing like this, but this is unrepeatable. So I'm TikTok famous today.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Welcome. Whatever that means. But I don't know.
Who says plagiarism doesn't pay?
Yeah, exactly. You know, well, do you know what? There's nothing is ever new. Greg was giving me some shit earlier on saying, oh yeah, I'll give you props, but you know, copied it. And it's just, you're just making videos now to get reaction. But is that not what the whole of the TV and movie industry is? Is that, am I not giving the people what they want? Yeah.
Exactly. You put your own twist, your own Northern Irish.
They like the Northern Ireland accent and stuff like that there. So yeah, I'm having fun with it. So what the hell? I don't care. It's funny. My little nieces are all on TikTok and they're going bananas right now because they can't get things to go viral. And their fat aisle uncle from the corner has just went fucking bananas. Oh. Mm. Anyway, that's my TikTok story. What else have you been up to? I know, well, that's Phil, we talked about your voice. What's happened with your voice? Or what are you haven't been well?
Well, I've had a cough for about 2.5 months now. And obviously every time I ring the doctors, it's, do you have a fever? Is it a new cough? Is it changed? And last week I had to go to a COVID assessment center, which was pretty scary, and get checked over. And they say, I haven't got it, which is good. And this week, finally, after 2.5 months, they've given me some antibiotics. So halfway through those, so hopefully they'll kick in and clear it up. But there's no one available to, you know, investigate or do any tests or anything. So it's fine. It's just tiring.
Being sick, mm-hmm. I think being sick at the moment is the absolutely wrong thing to do. I mean, who wants to be near a hospital?
Yeah.
Now, you know, I've talked about my wonderful neighbour, Stanley, who's fond of a shotgun and killing cats and chickens and rabbits.
Oh, no.
Well, night before last, poor old Stanley had a heart attack. And his wife called me up on Saturday morning to apologise because it seemed like at 11:30 at night there was loads of an ambulance and all flashing and loads of cars at the house. Now, we didn't hear a thing. We didn't see a thing. We were quite a bit away. But he had a heart attack. And when the ambulance guys arrived, he wasn't feeling well, really bad. And his heart stopped. And they had to resuscitate him on the floor. Yeah. And they brought to the hospital. And he's supposed to be going to get something fitted down in another hospital in Belfast. He's at the local hospital. And seemingly he's taken another heart attack this afternoon. And he's not very well at all. So, yeah. But his wife isn't allowing in to see him. COVID has nothing to do with his condition right now, at the moment anyway. And how horrible for anybody. I mean, there's him. He's had a heart attack and his wife is not allowed in to see him. They can only contact her through phone. So that's pretty rough. So not a good time to be sick.
Mm-hmm. No.
I'm glad you got your antibiotics, Phil. I really am.
Thank you.
And to see your good lady is doing, she's done some live streaming.
Yeah, so every Wednesday she does a live for Wonderland Wednesday, she calls it. So she does a live chat on her Tiger Lily Makes Facebook page. So just working through that, trying to get understand Facebook Live. It's a bit restrictive in what you can do, and the quality isn't great. And so and trying to get a second camera as well, because like a second camera to do sort of downward shots of demonstrations and things. Everywhere sold out of especially Logitech webcams.
Wow, okay.
It's absolutely crazy.
And can I ask you, Phil, we haven't spoke about this, but how is her business? I mean, a lot of it's online stuff, is that?
Online stuff is okay, but all the shows and everything have been cancelled. So all the usual places and TV stuff and everything has all been cancelled for the moment.
QVC and all, are they? They're just
QVC, Ashanda, and all that sort of thing.
And what are they? Oh, nobody's coming in. You wouldn't think there'd be that many people in those studios.
No, but they're trying to do stuff from home and all that stuff. So, but bare minimum. But we'll see. You know. And same with all of us sort of self-employed. There's not a lot of help out there either. So, all good.
No, it's tough. It
hopefully,
really
hopefully it'll be over soon.
Do you know what, Phil? I'm sorry to say, I don't think it's going to be. And I think the government and the people that are organising things, it'll stretch out longer
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, people are going to be, people are now used to being at home, and they're going to be, we're getting frightened to stay at home or not to leave. We're getting frightened about going back to things. Oh, I don't want to get involved in it, but
life is going to be pretty different by the time we sort of not get back to normality, because we won't get back to that for a very long time. It'll be a completely different normal. But one thing we've done is, because we don't have space in our garden to grow anything, so we've taken on an allotment, so a parcel of land to grow some food on. So £35 a year, walking distance to the house.
How can it be £35 a year?
I know. It's almost like council, not scrap land. So it must be part of the council requirement to provide it. But £35 for a good plot of land. So we won't become fully self-sufficient. But seeing as most of our, 80%, 85% of our food being, not eating meat, is vegetables and fruit, then we'll be self-sufficient in that way.
It's a very 60s, 70s thing for me.
It is, yeah.
But I see even here some of the old allotments that sort of were very poor over the last 5 or 6 or maybe even 10 years now. They've really started to come back and they look like they're really busy places again.
Yeah, some place in the country where there's, it's a 10-year waiting list. Luckily for us, we virtually walked in. But, so spending time down there and getting some exercise. And aside from that, bit taking time to do some family time. So Sundays, making sure Sunday afternoons, nice roast dinner, sit down and watch a couple of films. We're working our way through the X-Men movies because not everyone in the family has seen all of them. So we just finished number 3 today. Only another 7 to go.
Oh, flip me. Yeah, I'm lost in there. I have no idea. Yeah, I would have to do that too. I think they lost me after the second, maybe the third one. Yeah.
It's good seeing them close together. So we did number 1 last week, 2 and 3 today. And then I think we're going to do Wolverine Origins next week. And go from there.
Does Logan come in to that somewhere then as well?
Yeah, Logan and the new one, Dark Phoenix, will finish with that one. So, it's a good month's worth, at least. Month's worth of Sundays.
Yeah, so. I'm still going through, weekly now, The Mandalorian. I'm in two minds. It's good. But some of the episodes are a bit flat.
I'm about halfway through. It's I love the Western feel.
Yeah.
The music's superb.
It feels very...
It's like an old spaghetti Western.
Serenity, what do you call it? Firefly. Yes. It has that aesthetic and feel to it. And I do like the characters. I think the Baby Yoda thing is... It sometimes can look like a plastic doll, but sometimes it's just pure genius looking. And I finished there's a new season of Bosch. I love my Bosch.
I've been wanting to see that.
And I burnt out. It's amazing. I just got the hooks on me straight away, and I was watching 2 or 3 episodes a day there for a while, and burnt through it very, very quickly. It's very good. And we've started.
Want to recommend.
Very much so. Very much. Bosch. Yeah. Sort of. He's a hard. It's a police drama, but it's he doesn't take any shit, and it's a very adult. It's not for the BBC or UTV sort of thing. It is definitely is a hard hitting one, so it's good.
One to recommend if you like Bosch is Goliath.
Oh, I've watched it too. Yeah, and the latest one with the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the it's fabulous. It's just the fantastic writing. Now, the third one got a bit weird here and there, but still very, very good. Oh, it's excellent stuff. I love that sort of thing. It's really good. Ken, what have you been at? What have you been doing?
Oh, same thing usually as last week. The only thing the difference is on the 1st, Owen had his first birthday.
Happy birthday, Owen. Wow, is that really a year? Where does the time go?
Right? Tell me about it. So, you know, we've celebrated that a little bit. And, you know, that's pretty much about it. I'm still babysitting and doing that sort of thing. So, yeah, same old, same old.
Here, tell me. My mother-in-law wants me to get a couple of Shetland ponies because she thinks they're great and the kids would have a lovely time with them. Do you have any experience of Shetland ponies?
Not Shetland, but I mean, I've had a pony before, so...
These are like the miniature things, like Arnie Schwarzenegger has in his kitchen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I mean, they're good with kids. They can be. The one we had was kind of lazy. You had to watch. You'd be riding him. And my brother was on him one day, and he decided he was just done. So he laid over. He just laid down on the ground with my brother right there on the back of him. So,
I know. It was just another thing for me to look after. I don't know.
I hear you, because my dad wanted to get chickens for a while back. And I'm like, yeah, sure, get chickens, because, you know. We already have foxes. So how do you think the chickens are going to survive? But
my chickens.
It's another thing for me to take care of.
Shetland ponies would be good for your TikTok views.
You think?
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here, speaking of the first, what's on this month's calendar, Kim? We need a little jingle for this. The calendar's been already updated.
Let's see. Shetland pony. Cameron and Morris on this one. Yeah. And then, let's see, we have Fireman Geralt on this one. So
Fireman Geralt.
So.
Oh, God. Oh, dear.
Happy May.
Goodness me. Well, I've also been doing a lot of outdoorsy stuff. So, yes, family is very important here. And we are a big family and a lot of kids, etc. And we have been, and the weather's been pretty good. So we've been out pretty much every day working around the garden and painting and doing all the bits and pieces around. But my chainsaw arrived about a week ago. And I've never used a chainsaw before. So I put the blade on and got it all sorted and got all my protective gear. And I'm so glad I got that helmet that I fiddled about with last week. I'm so glad that I got it. Not so much for the helmet bit, but for the earmuffs. Because this thing is loud. Really, really loud.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got the chainsaw oil, got the petrol mix, got it all in, watched some YouTube videos, and away I went. And we don't have lots to cut down, but actually I think it's a lot bigger job than I first realised, because the first tree that I brought down is not a big tree. I mean, it's only, 8 inches, the main beam, the main trunk, 8 or 9 inches diameter. It's in a... Up my driveway, one of the rows we're going to tidy up is up my driveway. There's like a stream or like an overall, we call it a shuck here. I don't know if you know the term shuck, but it's the runoff in between fields. Stop flooding and stuff like that there. So it's in the bank of that. So it's an awkward position. And there's my driveway fence at one side, and then there's the fence into this field at the other, in between this little stream, shuck. And I need it to fall down into the middle. Not over my fence, because it'll probably break it, and not into the other field, because it'll break the farmer next to me's fence as well. Anyways, we've got the first one down, and then we lifted it over into one of the fields to cut it up for firewood and for logs. And holy crap, yes, cutting down the tree, that's not so hard, but cutting things into sort of 8-inch logs that'll go into the burner, that's a hard workout. That's muscle-building stuff. And I think we did about half the tree on Friday evening. I lose track of what days things are. And I had to stop. I was just exhausted. I was absolutely wrecked and finished it off. It took me another couple of hours to get it all logged up and everything, tied it away yesterday morning. But holy crap, respect to lumberjacks. They are strong, hefty men. So yeah, chainsaw, it's probably the most dangerous tool I have ever used in my life. It is a scary piece of kit. You could do things to yourself very, very quickly there. And Greg was laughing about me buying protective gear and the gloves with like metal pads in them on one hand, where you're near the blade, and the helmet and the face guard. And I'm wearing my steel toe cap boots, shoes thing, and jeans. And I've seen one of these guys on YouTube saying, well, you really should get a pair of reinforced chaps. I like the sound. I get a pair of chaps.
Chaps.
Because the most injuries actually seem to happen to legs. Where kick back on the saw and
that happened to my uncle once. He got his leg cut open. Yeah, kick back
It would just eat through jeans. So if I'm going to do a lot of this, I'd rather be over prepared than regret it. So I might get myself a pair of chaps, and definitely ones without an arse on. I want like chaps with my backside hanging out. or what was that film? That somebody invented the jeans and that the arse was clear, plastic? Was clear? What was that movie? I'm going to have to look that up.
I don't know what you're talking about, but
somebody invented the jeans and there were a clear bum on them. Anyway, no matter. So chainsawing and being famous on TikTok and watching some TV and working in the garden. I'm ready to go back to work for a break. Because I've been working that friggin' hard. The house looks fantastic at the moment. The gardens are almost perfect. And I've tried to cut down on my drinking, even though tonight I'm having a beer. And I'm having a thing called Bum Boo Gin. And I'd say it's spiced, but it's flavoured. It is a proper Caribbean gin. I ordered it through Amazon. It's arrived to me. It was recommended by Hardly Dan recommended it to me. The bottle is fabulous. Skull and crossbones encrusted, really gorgeous bottle. And where Captain Morgan's is very spiced, this is like herbs and spices. Mm. Oh, wow. I wish this was... Here, smelly vision. Smell. Sniff. Sniff. It is gorgeous. Lovely. It is absolutely stunning. So B-U-M... B-U, Bumboo. Thank you very much, Hardy Dan. It is gorgeous. And I'm going to eke it out the best I can. Okay, is there anything else we need to talk about apart from Greg DeLacy being at a barbecue and getting sick? Mark is working very hard in the ambulance service. We applaud Mark. Jenny's not the best at the moment, so stay safe, Jenny and Mark, and stay strong. We're thinking about you. We miss you tonight. I know he's been working very hard and he's a tired buddy. Okay, let's get on to games some, because this is a podcast about video games. So, that one.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
Kimberly.
Yes.
Would you take us through the new monthly freebies, please?
Sure thing. Your games with gold for May are V Rally 4, which is available now through the 31st. Knights of Pen and Paper Bundle is still available now through the 15th. We have Warhammer 40,000 Inquisitor Martyr, which is available the 16th through June 15th. I'm looking forward to that one. Sensible World of Soccer. I don't know why, but that makes me laugh. Which is available now through the 15th. And then we have Overlord 2, Jeepney Christmas. Why is that one so hard? Available May 16th to the 31st. So there's those for your Xbox, and we will scroll down here. Everybody knows I have scrolling problems. It's terrible. For your PlayStation Plus for the month, which is I don't know. I think I like the ones that turned out to be wrong better than what we have, but... such is life. We have Farming Simulator 19 and City Skylines, which apparently there are a few petitions circulating to get them to change it, but I don't imagine it'll, you know, amount to anything. And then we have for your Twitch Prime games, we have Urban Trial Playground, The Little Acre, Avicii Invector. I'll scroll down. There's some more. Pankapoo. Okay, get that. I get Overlord 2 screwed up, but I can pronounce Pankapoo. Go figure. Fractured Minds and Snake Pass. And then for your Stadia Pro, we apparently have PUBG.
Oh my god, PUBG.
PUBG.
For the Stadia Pro. Wow, just in time to save that platform.
Yeah.
I wonder how much they paid for that.
Probably far too much.
Yeah.
You know, what's really popular? PUBG. Okay, let's get it. Let's start negotiating on that. It'd take 3 months to negotiate, and there it is now. Bit bloody late. I don't know. You'll like the PlayStation stuff there, you know, your City Skylines and Farming Simulator, but it seems to be that, well, we've had those for quite a while, so if you haven't been exposed to those on the PlayStation, good stuff. Sensible World of Soccer. I don't know if that's a sensible soccer people or not, Phil.
It is. It's that old Spectrum one, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, back in the day.
30 odd years ago, oh, 35 fuck off. Years ago.
No way, can't
it
be.
Is, it
is. Fuck off. Really?
Sure it is.
Guys are yeah. old. I mean, what?
30.
I'm going to look it up now.
30, it is? Jesus Christ. Ow. Oh, my goodness.
No, oh, sorry, no, 27 years.
Oh, years. Yeah, well, yeah, that makes a big difference. Goodness me.
Sorry, even 1994, so Sensible World of Soccer was the sequel to Sensible Soccer. Sensible Soccer was in 92, Sensible World of Soccer was in 94.
92, 2002, 2012, 2022.
Yeah,
it's 28. 28. And I played Sensible Soccer. I probably bought it when it came out. Because you did.
Yeah.
Or I got a cassette copy of it, one or two.
Yeah. Yeah.
So terrible. All right, well, Stadia Pro, PUBG. Woohoo! The game's the gold stuff for Xbox. V-Rally 4, even though I like my racers, I'm not... Eh? I don't know what Knights of Pen and Paper is.
It's basically like sort of RPG D&D encounters in sort of 16-bit form. I gave it a go. It's okay.
Is it?
It's not. Yeah, it's not great, to be honest. I've played it for about half an hour and then thought sod that.
Oh, okay. And
the next one though,
Warhammer would be your cup of tea. You always raved about Warhammer games.
Yeah. So I've been invested. I've been invested in that sort of world for quite a while, but this one, Kim, you've spent quite a bit of time looking at this. Didn't you play this? Was this the one you
not
played?
Not that one. I played the, what was it, Chaos Bane. That was free last weekend or 2 weekends ago. I played that one. So and this, I played the one on the 360. So.
Yes, Space Marine.
That was awesome.
That was my favorite game on the 360. Yeah,
wow,
it was
absolutely
fantastic. Wow. This one is, again, it's Diablo-like, but in the sci-fi side of the Warhammer side, so Warhammer 40k. It's very good.
I tell you what, I am really looking forward to, and I'm not sure if it's in the coming next week. I don't know if that's filled in or not. Would be Minecraft, which I believe is coming.
Dungeons. 26th of May.
Which is coming straight to Xbox.
Gold,
Games
Pass.
Games Pass, which is, wow, it just looks great fun. That looks great.
Yeah.
I agree, and I don't like Minecraft, but that looks good.
Well, it is. We'll get to the news story a little bit later on, but these all these freebies and Game Pass and stuff like that there, it really has changed the way we all game again. Where a few years ago we ran things like the Year of Living Gamedrously, where Mark ran the Gamerscore Challenge, and people are dipping in and out now again. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for game creators, because you want, if you want to create a game, you want people to play your game, but now we're trying stuff that we would never have tried before. So,
Exactly.
That's pretty good. Okay, stuff that we've been playing. I don't know if this is going to be a big list, well, definitely not for me. For all this time that, well, I've said this before, with all this time that we actually have, I have very little free time, gaming time. I was having a strop out with Judith, probably through the week, probably being a spoiled brat, going, I'm not having enough time to go and game. I need to book time out. I need to actually physically do it. I need to, like my work week, where I, you know, Phil, that I stopped making to-do lists, but diary appointments for everything that I do. And I kind of think, and you need to do that in your personal life as well. And I need to say, look, Wednesday evenings between 8 and midnight, I am going to go game.
Yep.
I need to do that, and I'm not. So I did manage to carve out a bit of time night before last, and I played again because I love it. And working my way through it, Ori and the Will of the Wisp, and completed another level through it and another boss level. It's just so beautiful. Gorgeous. And it was in one of the, if you remember, up the tree trunk and the water chasing you. It was another one of those where you had to learn it and learn it and learn it. Was something was chasing me, and feels great when you come to the end of it. A fabulous game, Ori and Will of the Wisp. I'm not even going to put it on the screen. Kim, let's get through.
Mm-hmm.
There's Witcher 3, and then
yes,
the other.
All right. So here's a surprising one: Untitled Goose Game. Go That's figure. Right. I don't know. There was a weekly, I think there was a weekly thing where you had to play like 3 Game Pass games or something, and it was tiny and small. And I thought, well, I could download that and fire it up and get my achievement or what gamer thing, whatever. So I tried it, and it's not bad. I mean, for a quick little, you know, if you've got 5, 10, 20 minutes to kill, it pretty much fills that little space there. You know, if you haven't got a lot, like Witcher 3, I could fire it up and be playing it for 3 hours. I can't fire it up and play it for 20 minutes. It just doesn't work that way. So, but this, I can fire up, play for 20 minutes, and probably get one of the, what do they call them, the to-do lists done. So, but it's fun. It's a little quirky sort of thing.
Yeah.
It took, you know.
I played this level here that's on the screen right now.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of got through it. I found it really annoying. I thought, why am I not enjoying this more than everybody else is raving about it? And then I sort of think it's a hipster sort of thing.
Well, it could be, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
It is good and everything, but it is, yeah, it's annoying.
I like chasing the kid into the phone booth. I thought that was hilarious. Uh-huh. So
Yep.
So, I don't know. Like I said, I can fire it up, play it for 10, 15 minutes if I get a little chunk of time. And I'm stuck with it because I did the garden and I did the high street, and now I'm in the back gardens. And I figure it can't be much longer than this. So, I figure I'll finish it out and complete it, and that'll be my one completion for the next 6 months. So, just let's face it, I'm playing The Witcher again. So, you know.
You did mention a thing there about the daily challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm going to be Xbox fanboy here, but you get money for playing games. Just So what Kim's talking about there is every day you're set a wee challenge to play one of the Xbox Game Pass games, which you're sort of getting for as part of that cheap subscription, or just to have a look at something or do a quick survey. But even if you don't do any of the survey stuff, even if you just play a game, you get rewarded, and you very easily sort of book in your tasks or whatever. What do they call them? Your quests. You submit your quest, and it goes into your little bank account. And it's more often than not, I'm getting a wee email through or a wee message on the Xbox to say you've got this to spend, or you need to spend these points because they're going to run out. And it's every month or so now, I'm getting £5 or £10 off Xbox Gold vouchers or whatever it may be you want to spend it on. Or you can actually get things like vouchers for meals and clothing vouchers and all manner of different things. So it's a very, very good, very generous system. So I'm very happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Duck Game. Have you played Goose Game? Have you played this, Phil?
Yeah. So I gave it a go when it first came out on Game Pass, because there'd been quite a lot of noise about it when it was on PC.
Mm.
So I gave it a go, going to the second level. Often, you know, when I finished playing it, I said, oh yeah, I'll go back to that. It wasn't too bad, it's quite relaxing. Haven't been back to it. As you say, with Game Pass, you're dipping in and out of things all the time, and some things grab you and keep you going back, like Pedro. That kept me going back. But this one... I've still got it installed. I may go back to it.
Cool. What else have you not up to then? Phil, please.
Sorry, just coughing.
Oh, sorry. Surviving Mars again?
Yeah, so... Well, before I got to that, I completed Journey to the Savage Planet. I heard Greg talk about it last week. Absolutely fantastic game. Dipped into that again just to try and close off some of the achievements and find some of the collectibles.
Journey to the Savage Planet.
Yeah, okay. It really has to be up there for me as one of the games of the year.
Really?
Yeah. It's a lovely... I say little game. It's you know, put a fair amount of hours into it to complete it. Very good humoured, lovely graphics. The animals and creatures you come across, some are friendly, some aren't, are really well designed. And the whole thing just feels really good. It's not groundbreaking. So
what's the premise? What is the story?
The premise is that you crash on a planet. You first have to repair your ship. But you're working for a corporation and you've been sent to this planet to work out whether this planet is worthy of colonizing, or whether there's any sort of raw materials that this corporation will want. And they send you videos, video messages, which are hilarious, as video adverts, which are really, really funny. The whole thing just feels great. It's quite challenging. There's platforming sections, there's sort of bosses that you go against, main exploring, you upgrade your pack as you go along, and your visor, lots of islands to jump to and swing to, and all sorts.
Silent protagonist,
lots of things talking to you though, and so there's a computer always talking to you. The sound design actually is really good. With all the creatures around you, lots of things to do, lots of collectibles. There's a sub story of some ruins, alien ruins that you have to identify and work out. Fairly challenging in parts, but a great fun game. I really enjoyed playing through it. So I'd put that down for a bit. Wanted a went back to it yesterday, I think, to pick up one of the achievements. I've only got a couple left, I think.
I'm gonna play that.
And wanted a palate cleanser, so jumped into Bleeding Edge, which has been free to play.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I hadn't heard a lot about what Bleeding Edge was. I knew there was a lot of noise. Microsoft were making a lot of noise about it. It's Ninja Theory. Their latest game, and it's, I suppose, slightly Overwatch-esque. There's two modes, so it's in third person. It's a third person team shooter. There's two modes. There's sort of capture the flag mode, and there's a mode where you have to collect power, and then you have to go to a point and empty the power into a certain section. So the team with the most power at the end of the round wins.
Okay.
Very cartoony. I saw that there were 10 achievements. I thought, I can get these. Yeah. So I've been grinding through those, and I've got 9 out of the 10. I'm 84% towards the 10th. And it's actually really good fun. There's the usual tank, fighter, healer. I start off in these games, I usually play the healer. As he's on the screen at the moment, the one you're seeing, the character you're seeing at the moment, Zero Cool. He's got quite low health, but he's a healer. So it's all about working as a team. And
how many players are in a team?
It's 4 on each side. Rounds are about 10 minutes. Or games are about 10 minutes. There are a few things. There's, you know, if you're playing at the end of the game, gives you all your stats and everything. You have to quit the game and then go back to the main menu and then back into a lobby to get into the next game. But in the whole, it's... Yeah, I really enjoy it, actually.
You know what? We should do this as a group. We should make a deal and do this through the week sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It
looks like
it's
fun. It's good fun.
Mm.
Yeah, and each of the characters has special moves. You can upgrade their mods. They've got different surfboards that they can use or hoverboards to get around the course quickly. You can upgrade those. So there are elements of microtransactions, but you don't need it to win. It doesn't affect the play style at all. So yeah, that's been good fun. And then finally, just Surviving Mars. I've gone back to Surviving Mars, wanted something just to, I suppose, sink my teeth into again. Love this game. so enjoy it. And it's a very
base building. You have to set, you know, and
yeah, society, civilization building on Mars, basically. Quite a steep learning curve to actually be successful. I think I may, after all this time playing it, I may have actually got a sort of colony that's working. And the one thing with all these games is don't run before you can walk. And that's what usually happens to me. I usually end up sending hundreds of colonists from Earth to work to Mars, and something goes wrong and I lose power or lose water or food or whatever. So it's just balancing. It's you know, as one of you called it, it's a Phil-ol sim.
Phil-ol sim. You'll make a great town planner someday.
Well, that's the thing with City Skylines. City Skylines was great to start, and I put a lot of hours into it, but you see some of the people who play that. It's just scary.
Just unbelievable how good they are.
It is. Traffic management and all sorts. That's too much for me.
Yeah, that's a whole skill in itself.
It is.
Okay. All right. Good. Those are the games. Let us know what you guys are at. Mm-hmm. Are you playing any of these things? Are you playing Phil Old Sims? Or are you playing the Goose Game? Or Ori with me? Or what else are you guys at? Looking at Victory Achieved at the moment, the stuff that's coming in is such a weird and wonderful variety of games that people are playing, from really, really, really old stuff to some of the latest stuff. So it's people are playing lots at the moment. So good. Good for you. I don't have a quiz. Did Mark send a quiz to anybody? No.
No.
We have no quiz. No quiz tonight. So let's get straight into
10 points all round.
Yeah. Exactly. Put it on now. Come on, Ken. Put it on. Let's get into some news.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay. So, we were talking about Xbox Game Pass a little bit. It now has over 10 million users. So, you do a quick calculation there about how much that costs. What is it, $7.99 or is it more, £10 a month or something like that, isn't it, Phil?
Yeah, it's $10 a month.
£10, yeah. So yeah, that's a lot of millions. It's a lot of zeros. 10 million members from 41 countries. Xbox Live friendship rate has increased by... Friendship rate? What a tacky term. Xbox Live's friendship rate has increased by 70% on the back of Xbox Game Pass as users begin adding friends to their contact lists on Xbox Live. Xbox Game Pass users are playing twice as much as non-Xbox Game Pass users. They're playing twice as much. Citing them as a reason for the 130% increase in multiplayer gaming on Xbox during the past quarter. Wow.
That doesn't sound... Oh, as a reason, sorry. As a reason, not the reason. Because surely the reason for the massive increase in multiplayer gaming on Xbox has been the fact that people are locked down.
January, February, March. I mean, yeah, I mean, they're in the last quarter. So you could definitely say February and March. Yeah, January, maybe not so much. Again, if this is, Greg has slotted this in. If this was American-based stats and figures, they haven't bothered their ass being locked down. Yeah. So, you know, where that day, you could definitely say that about the UK, but I'd probably say this is probably coming from America.
Yeah, barbecues are more important.
Yeah, definitely. yeah, damn, go to Chinatown. Go to Chinese New Year. Yeah, wonderful. After joining Game Pass, people play 40% more games, and more than 90% of members have, this is the really key bit for me, members have played a game they wouldn't have tried without Game Pass. And I think that's fabulous, because we are getting to try these different flavors of games that we'll give it a whiz. I mean, I downloaded Kiwami, something Kiwami, the Junior Kiwami, something. One of those Japanese games that you all love. I downloaded it the other night to play. All these great intentions, but I'm definitely downloading lots of stuff. Yeah, that's good. It's a really good thing, and it's again, it's still 120 quid a year, but you don't have to buy any more games.
Mm.
It may come now where if you bought 6 games a year, you may now buy 1 or 2, or you know, even mm-hmm. if you buy 2 full price games a year, you know, and you bought 6 before, you're paying pay 100. So say it's 60 and 60 is 120. You pay 120 for your Xbox Game Pass, you're still saving an extra 120 quid, and you're getting a lot more games, and you're still getting, it's not that they give firing shit stuff at you. You know, if we pull that list up of what's going on within the Xbox stuff, I mean, you can play, is this month now, is it Witcher 3?
Is that? Oh yeah, that's mm-hmm. been on for, yeah.
Yeah, a bit. I want to see where we are here, is the Witcher, you've got all the Forza stuff, the thing that you were talking about there, the Marsy colony thing.
Surviving Mars, Journey to the Savage Planet, Bleeding Edge, all of those are there.
Yeah, absolutely, it's a great value. I'm wondering with the new PlayStation, will Sony do something similar? Because it is a selling feature. And this next thing then with. Additionally, Microsoft are confirming that Project xCloud game streaming is coming to Xbox Game Pass, allowing Xbox Game Pass users, probably as part of their subscription straight off, to stream the library mm-hmm. to any device. So you've got 100 plus games
nice
to stream on your iPad when you're away. And even if you're going to say it's not the most perfect place to do it, there will be times that it's not the be-all and end-all, but it's a lovely feature to have that I can flick up a game and play a couple of rounds of Forza or a slower game, which seems to be the streaming on an iPad or some sort of tablet or even in your phone.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be fantastic mm-hmm. for a lot of the games I play, the sort of simulation games. So like Surviving Mars, for example, which isn't action-heavy, but I could play that on my iPad. Or I know the one thing I'm hoping they do, and they talked about right at the beginning of Project XCloud, was the streaming to TVs. So having an app on the TV, say on the Samsung TV, having an Xbox app and streaming it to the TV, that would be fantastic.
Why?
I agree.
Because then, for example, I could have better than the... I could have my Xbox upstairs and stream to the main TV downstairs or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
It just, for me personally, it would make quite a difference.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Same.
Yeah, because, I mean, things like my new TV, AirPlay from my phone, you know, for the Apple phone, firing, you know, videos and photographs up is just a breeze, you know, just share AirPlay, fired onto that, or... You know, streaming a video and all that sort of stuff is a breeze. So if it worked as simply as that, that would be kind of cool. Save a lot of networking stuff. And latency is not an issue with a philism. Oh, that's pretty good. So you know, do you know what? Xbox have been really good. They've been really solid. They've got it together. And the past is the past. Moving forward, it'll be very interesting to see. I'm sure that's going to be just part of that service. The Last of Us, a bit of a scandal this week on the stuff that was coming out. There was some leaked footage. I just want to pull up the little trailer here as well, again, just to have that running in the picture. Bing, bing. I'm not going to show the dodgy footage, even though I have access to it. I'm not going to do it. Last of Us 2 details were leaked from a possible disgruntled employee. And no spoilers in this section, we're not going to spoil it for you. Over the weekend in late April, a series of YouTube videos were uploaded that contained what appeared to be clips of Naughty Dog's highly anticipated sequel, The Last of Us Part 2. While the original videos have since been taken down, various gaming forums and social media re-uploads have survived. Once you get out there, it's in the wild, it's there. Alleging to show the gruesome action... game's full story in full. It isn't clear where the footage originated from, though many have speculated it comes from an angry Naughty Dog employee.
as it seems to be from a developer build. Okay, so the stuff that I've heard, it didn't look great. Developer build, that's okay. You wouldn't expect it maybe to be perfect. Disgruntled employee, maybe, or somebody that was kind of stupid. It's a shame that's irresponsible that they put up spoilers. I see people on YouTube at the moment, when you search for this stuff, that people are sort of threatening Naughty Dog with court action if they remove the footage from YouTube because it's their God-given right to share whatever the hell they want. Fucking assholes.
There's even some talk of people suing them for if the spoilers are true. The quality of the story has been questioned, shall we say.
I don't know. Naughty Dog really hasn't released much bad stuff. So no. You could see them... the next bit of information is going to kill what I'm about to say. But you could see them holding back to say, hold on a second, we're going to have to rework this a bit because it's been spoiled. Or not. So it kind of forced Naughty Dog's hand. And they have came out with a release date of the 19th of June of this year, which is like tomorrow, near enough, you know. Mm-hmm. Allegedly, not that it matters these days, but it's 100 gigabytes of file size. Well, believe it, the quality of the graphics and the look of it all. And also they came out with Ghosts of Tsushima that will release this summer in July 17th. And if you don't remember what that was the samurai type thing.
Yeah.
Which that just, really I'm just doing it live. It looks pretty fabulous too. But just interesting how they've reacted. Horrible situation to be in as a company. And almost impossible as well to keep the lid on something. You know, with these, as these games get bigger and bigger and bigger, when there's hundreds, 600-700 people, 1,000 people working on a game, of course you're going to get some dickheads on 1,000 people, aren't you? Take a bit of footage with their phone or stick something onto a USB and, become TikTok famous. There's an idea. Overnight, with something like this, it's horrible. And these people have dedicated 4 or 5 years of their life and some dick comes away and gives away the story. Horrible. Horribles. Okay. Not much else news unless you guys want to talk about something else. I'm going to talk about movies. Okay. Over the last couple of weeks, we have been having a movie, or I've been having a sort of a mad movie night. And it's been on Netflix Party. And Discord, and last week I fired it up slightly differently, and another sort of party streaming app called 2.7. It's free. It's a Chrome, a Chrome add-on extension. You just go to the Chrome and search for 2.7, and you install this little thing. I pull up a movie, I share out a link, and away it goes. And there's a chat, and there's live Discord. We can have a chat and. Hardly Dan's been great. He's been there pretty much every week, and other people have been popping in and out. And last week we watched John Wick, which he had never seen. And we have a couple of drinks. We have a good old chat. We've been through Monty Python, an outbreak in 2012. So this Tuesday night, if you want to come along, 10 o'clock UK time, come along and join in. And we'll be watching something on some weird and wonderful movie that isn't too brain taxing. It'll be a bit of a laugh. I would love, unfortunately, you have to try and balance out between what's available in the UK and the US because of licensing stuff that has to be available for everyone. If there's no US ones come along, we can choose other stuff. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I would love to run Aeroplane this week. I don't know if it's available in the US.
Nice.
And I've been watching it again a wee bit today going, there's no way they could make this now. It may be amazing. We talk about that TikTok. I've had 500 and something comments on it. and only today, like the 480th comment, the dickheads started to arrive. Yeah, you're laughing about this. This is like, you know, how many people were killed by domestic violence this week, and you're laughing about it. Oh, fuck, the dickheads have arrived. You know, and with Airplane, the sort of humour that's in it is, it's now, you just couldn't do it. But it was just, it's funny. No. But you take it in its time, it's funny. You know, don't be offended by everything. And unfortunately, everybody is offended by every. You know, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, everyone will get it. Somebody will get offended somewhere. And unfortunately, the people generally that get offended are the noisy ones that spoil it for everybody else. Anyway, I'm sorry, I'm ranting about something completely different here. Movie night this Tuesday night, 10 o'clock UK. Keep an eye on Twitter, our WhatsApp groups, and on Facebook. I post up the link. It's very easy to do. You just click on it, and away you go, and you join in. Good fun. Come along. And these weird and wonderful times of lockdown and social net distancing, this is a nice way just to just get together, not gaming, just have a few drinks, watch something silly, and commune together as brothers and sisters. I would love to have you along. Righty. Okay. I'm going to try something different here. I want to talk to you about Matt Nation. Now, Matt Nation, or M-Par, as we know him by, we have met on several trips, EGX and crew. He was raising money for the NHS. At M-Par343 is his Twitter handle. And he was doing a Just Giving page. He has raised £442. And that's at justgiving.com/fundraising/Matt with two T's -NHS-head-shave. Please go to there. He has raised £442 so far. It would be lovely to bring him over the 500. But even it would be lovely to bring him to 443. So go there, rewind this, get that address, go to there, or look for at MPAR 443 on Twitter. I've got some photographs here of Matt, and the shaving has taken place. So this was Matt beforehand. And he's not pretty. He's really not very pretty. This shaving doesn't help. So this is the process. So, you know, his nose, he could be my brother. Here we go. That's he must have been doing selfies. He's not very good at the selfies. Now, I don't know if there's a photograph after this. This is as far as it goes. If he fucking ended up like this, would you leave the house? Matt, you have earned every penny of your 442. Surely this photograph here, look, may give him £1 and make this photograph go away. I never want to see it again. It's like a plucked chicken. It's like, oh dear, I can't even not even go in there. I'm not even going there. Yes. Wow. Good luck, Matt. Well done for raising that money. That's good for a good cause. Please give Matt, our buddy, a wee bit of support there, because that's a bloody nightmare what he's done to himself. Speaking of which, the victory achieved the victory achieved pictures that are coming through at the moment are killing me. Because the haircut, the home haircuts are either really good, but mostly fucking awful. They're really bad. Oh my, goodness me. Okay, what else we got here? Let's get rid of Matt's photograph because it's killing me. New releases, please. Kim, I've been talking too much. Talk about some new releases, and I can see the thing here, which is the new releases.
Okay. Your new releases for May 3rd through the 9th are Forza Street for iOS and Android on the 5th, John Wick Hex for the PlayStation 4 on the 5th as well, Population Zero for the PC on the 5th, Someday You'll Return, well, hopefully, for the PC on the 5th, Lonely Mountains Downhill for the Switch on May 7th, Sonic at the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020 for the iOS and Android May 7th, Void Bastards for PlayStation 4 and Switch, also on the 7th. And Wavy the Rocket, the PC, on May 7th. those are your new releases.
Wow. That's I didn't know anything about Forza Street. I'm amazed it's taken this so long to actually get a game on a phone out. John Wick Hex. Funny, Harley, Dan and I were talking about John Wick Hex when we were watching the movie. And PlayStation 4 is only getting Void Bastards. What was it called? It's not called Void Bastards anymore. It's called, it was Sanitized, wasn't it?
Void, I think so.
Yeah, for the UK, it's Sanitized. It's not called Void Bastards. That's only getting, I would have thought that would have been there on PlayStation long ago. Anyway, yeah, those are the new releases. Mm-hmm. They are coming. A weird year for releases. So, I don't know. I think some are getting pushed back. We'll talk about Victory Achieved. Victory Achieved. When you do finish a game, what you do is, when the credits come up, finish your game. It's good. You take a selfie of yourself with the credits in the background and you send it off to @OC_podcast with a hashtag Victory Achieved. We run this competition quarterly. It's now running from the 1st of April to the 30th of June. And when you're in the hat, we pull it out at random and you win money. We send you money, $20 or 15 quid for PSN, XBLL, Steam, Nintendo, whatever you want. And you win and we send it to you. It's pretty simple. We've had winners this year already. The Taff Man won the first quarters one for playing Zelda A Link Between Worlds. So cool. Lots of winners. People that finished games this week. Caliburn M finished Final Fantasy 15. Calling All Cards, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, good stuff. Hardly Dan, Deliver Us to the Moon. Or sorry, not Deliver Us to. There is no two. Deliver Us the Moon. This is Game Pass. It actually looks very interesting. Looks interesting indeed. I think I shall play that one. It looks nice.
It is very interesting. I forgot. I played that.
Oh, and?
It's
interesting.
It is very interesting. you basically have to, you're on your a lone mission to the moon, so you have to take off from Earth. First person, sort of adventure type game, puzzles to solve, floating around in zero G before your oxygen runs out. It's I got stuck when I got to the space station, but I spent quite a while trying to work out what I needed to do and where I needed to find things, but I'll definitely go back to it. It's quite interesting.
Looks good. James B 1983 finished Fable Anniversary. Fantastic completion. Good stuff. Lewis Danson and Daniel Fletch 90. They finished the Streets of Rage 4 together in co-op, which is also on Game Pass, I believe. The Legit Chinny finished Grand Theft Auto 5. This is the Kira Special Edition. Kira is the Legit Chinny's cousin, niece. Kira, well done, Kira.
Stepdaughter.
Stepdaughter. Oops. Kira,
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know what? Kira, you look wonderful. You finished Grand Theft Auto 5. You did it with a ginger beside you. I see you're thankfully not afflicted by gingerness. That is a wonderful thing. Wonderful. Well done. Derek TQ finished Final Fantasy VII, the remake. People seem to be having fun with it. Infected Spike finished My Friend Pedro. Holy shit, dude. Your haircut. Never, ever, ever let anyone near your head again with clippers that are not professionally trained. Dear God Almighty, I thought Matt's photographs were bad. John Mouse, Assassin's Creed 1. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
And this final one here by Mr. Miyagi deserves to have it on the screen. He finished with rose-tinted glasses, he said, Space Quest 4 Roger Wilco. Oh, that's the wrong fucking thing I put up. Hold on. I will get it back here. There. That's it. Yeah, it's called Space Quest 4 Roger Wilco and the Time Rippers. It's from the early 90s and it is tremendously weird. And he must have loved this as a kid, because there are action sequences in it. I shall try and get an action sequence up here. Yeah. Wow. Do you know that when we were kids, we used to look at that and go, holy crap, did you see that sunset? It's so real looking. What happened to us? Why did we think that things looked so good and so real back then, when we realise now that they look like shit? How did we do that? How did we think, wow, look at him, he's animated. Look, he's moving. Yeah, we must have filled in an awful lot of blanks, an awful lot of gaps. Anyway, all of those people finished games, and it's fabulous that you finished your game. Send in your tweets, and you get your 1 minute of fame, and I will mention you on my next TikTok, maybe, if you're lucky. But well done. Keep them coming in.
Oh, boy.
And possibly win some money. But Greg DeLacy would love to say this.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. A victory's achieved.
Okay, goddammit. That's a show. Let's get the hell out of here. Kim, I don't know if there's any chatting going on tonight or not, but you can chat with them in a wee second. You can join in with that chat on twitch.tv/OSHEPodcast or on Mixer or on YouTube, anything you want. We're here every week at 9 o'clock in the UK, 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 p.m. the East Coast, 5 p.m. in Central, and 7 a.m. out in Australia in Melbourne. Leave us a review wherever you get your podcast from. That would be lovely. Or a comment on YouTube or Twitch or where it is, or if you're on iTunes, please leave us a review. That would be lovely. We are here for you. Come and join us. If you want to contact us and send us email, here's all the details about that right now.
You like us, we like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Funny noise insert here. Okay, right. Please, you know, tweet us @OC_podcast. That's where you'll quickly get me. Or quickly get us, or join in the Facebook stuff. There's stuff going on there all the time. Okay, let's get out of here. Phil, I know your voice has been not the best tonight, so thank you very, very much for coming on the show. Who would you like to shout out?
You guys, as always, always a pleasure to podcast with you. For the guys who aren't here, if they're working too hard, I know Pete's been up to his eyes in work. Mark, obviously, up to his eyes in work. Greg, up to his eyes in barbecue food. Not really work. It's a choice. And Robin, keep your TikToks going.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. I'll look up my totals. All right.
All right, I'm going to shout out our shatters real quick. We've had Dinkster UK, Lord of the Manor, System Gamer. Sorry, I'm like tripping over my teeth today. I don't know why. Scott Stubby, The Rittinger, Aiton, Commander Root, and Natalia GRC. So thanks for coming along and jumping in the chat whenever possible. We appreciate it. Shout out to you guys as always. You know, it's always fun. Shout out to Mark and Jenny. Hope you guys get to feeling better, get some sleep, you know, yada yada. Phil, I'm glad you sound better. So hopefully it keeps going that way. And, tank top, social distancing and all that. So everybody have a good week. And hopefully we're one step closer to being a little more normal than, well, we kind of were before. So how about you, Robin?
I want to shout out all my wonderful fans on TikTok. They are such wonderful people. They have made me very, very happy and very, very rich. I'm waiting for the checks to come in. We are now at 186,000. It's getting kind of nutty out there. TikTok, if you want to follow me on TikTok, it's @BongoTheSane. As per usual, you can get me at Bongo the Sane on Twitter and pretty much at Bongo the Sane on everything that's out there. I would like to shout out the barbecue. Make sure it's well cooked. Make sure it's wash your hands well, people. Please, I hope and I pray that the things that I sent Greg for his barbecue, which were 1 meter long pointy sticks, so he can get his sausage and hand it to other people. I hope they arrived on time so you can social distance and barbecue. That would be safe. If not, what you should do is throw the hot dog at people and let them open their mouths. It would be a good game. Shoom, punk, shoom, punk, shoom, punk, shoom, punk. And you just see them arriving in people's mouths or noses. I'm sure you're a good shot at that because you're very used to throwing long things into small holes, Mr. DeLacy. Matt, well done for raising the money. Hardly Dan, thank you very, very... I've lost you, Kim. Hardly Dan for the recommendation of this fantastic beverage, Bum Boo. It is brilliant, even though it's called Bum and Boo. The bum bit, I don't know, but the boo bit is getting me very well. And one serious note, in this time of my TikTok, yeah, and this the thing that I've that has I got some stick for, domestic violence towards children is a really serious thing right now. Goodness, I don't want to end on a bad point, but anyway, foster agencies all around the UK and I'm sure all around the world right now are desperate need to place children. As you may or may not know, my wife and I have fostered for a long time. We have foster kids. We cannot take in any more because if we have any more, we will become a small residential unit. And that's a bit too far. But if you have any inkling whatsoever that you could offer a child some respite for a weekend, a week, whatever it is, this process for becoming registered foster care at the moment has been dramatically speeded up. Yes, the checks are there, but a lot of this training can be done online. And if you have any interest whatsoever in maybe becoming a foster care, please contact me at Bongo the Sane. Send me a quick note to say you want to privately DM me and I'll give you my phone number. We can chat. Please, so if you ever had any inkling or interest, and you didn't want to go through the year's training, which usually it is about a year. No, it's a month or so, a couple of months, because people they're desperate to place children, and there really is a real need for children because they are being abused terribly at this moment in time, and neglected is the main thing. So please contact me. That's enough of that. I hope yous are all safe. I hope yous are all socially distancing. I hope yous are all getting sensibly back outside again and trying to think positively about moving forward with this new crazy world that we all live in. Stay safe, everyone. Have a safe and wonderful gaming week. We will see you next week. Remember, Tuesday night, movie night, and we'll see you. Goodbye, everyone. See yous. Bye. Hi, he's looking for the button. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Same time next week.
Okay then. Now, Alexa has several different names. Okay? Now, I just want to check. Okay? So, this is for Nicole. Echo, how do you say 100, 100, 100 in Welsh? Computer, how do you say 100, 100, 100 in Welsh? Alexa, how do you say 100, 100, 100 in Welsh? You see, Nicole said, haha, I've changed the name of my Alexa. You're not, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, but you can only do a couple.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're out of here. Goodbye.